Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mombra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Opposition leader says 2026 campaigns boring due to fear and silence. Former Kawarta Ward 5 councillor Mainda Simata pledges to improve the administration of CDF. And FC Musa midfielder Kalusa sends warning after Young Player of the Year award. And now the news in detail. Former Kawarta Ward 5 councillor and independent aspiring parliamentary candidate for Kawarta constituency, Mainda Simata, has pledged to improve the administration of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, if elected in the upcoming general elections. Speaking in an exclusive interview with One Love Radio News, Mr. Simata says he has observed that despite the CDF being the primary driver of development at constituency level, bureaucratic procedures continue to delay project implementation and limit the fund's effectiveness. He says there is a need to reduce bureaucracy in the management of the fund and ensure that development projects are identified directly by community members rather than being influenced by constituency leaders or CDF committees. He notes that while current policies require communities to propose projects, the process is often only implemented on paper, resulting in development priorities that do not necessarily reflect the needs of local residents. Mr. Simata further stresses the importance of strengthening policies that place communities at the center of decision-making and accelerating the implementation of projects to avoid prolonged delays.
I feel there are certain administrative challenges that need to be ironed out in terms of how the CDF is dispersed. As you know, the CDF is the primary driver for development within the constituency, and it now stands at 40 million. So my experience has shown me that there are better ways of administering this fund. Number one, to cut out the bureaucracy or reduce the bureaucracy. And number two, to ensure that the projects are not derived from CDF committees or the leaders of the constituency, but they are derived from the people that are on the ground who determine their development priorities. As at now, that requirement for projects to be suggested by the community are simply academic and on paper. So we need to strengthen the policy to ensure to say that all projects are recommended by the people themselves who are residents of the area, rather than suggested from the top.
Democratic Union presidential candidate Akim Anthony Njovu has described the 2026 election campaign as boring, saying the silence on the ground is worrying and may indicate that citizens are not free to express themselves. Njovu has projected serious voter apathy in the upcoming elections due to the political situation in the country. Speaking in an interview on the political mood, Njovu noted that continued pressure on opposition political players has contributed to the muted campaigns. He says while the UPND boasts of better performance, there is no money as expected during campaigns. Njovu has also referenced the recent withdrawal of several independent parliamentary candidates in different constituencies, which he says has affected voter enthusiasm. The DU leader has further called on the international community, players in the electoral process and other stakeholders to take keen interest in the prevailing political atmosphere in the country.
When citizens go quiet during elections, it usually means fear. It means people don't feel free to speak, to rally, to choose. We are seeing it everywhere. Opposition players are under pressure, independent candidates are pulling out of races, and young people, they are checking out. They feel betrayed after the promises of 2021. UPND says they have performed, but on the ground, there is no money moving, no energy, no hope. Zambia, elections are not a waste. They are your power. Even with hostility, even with fear, please show up on August 13th. And to UPND, if you truly believe you are popular, then prove it on a level field. No intimidation, no paid withdrawals. Let the people decide.
Meanwhile, peace scientist Tom Monjovu has urged government and all relevant stakeholders to take a keen interest in the current silence, even when campaigns for the 2026 August general elections officially kicked off. Njovu emphasized that Zambia has long been recognized as a peaceful and democratic nation where citizens freely participate in national affairs. He stressed that it is important to ensure the prevailing environment encourages open dialogue, political participation, and the protection of fundamental freedoms. Njovu observed that a healthy democracy thrives when citizens feel free to express their views, engage in campaigns, and participate in shaping the future of their country without fear. Konkola Copper Mines PLC Acting Chief Executive Officer Malcolm Mewed has conducted a visible felt leadership visit to the smelter to assess progress on the ongoing major shutdown that started on 29th May. The 60-day shutdown, scheduled to run until 25th July 2026, is the first major smelter shutdown at KCM in 5 years. More than 1,000 employees and contractors are involved in the works. Accompanied by his management team, Mr. Mewet toured critical work areas, including the flash smelting furnace and the 1,830 tons per day acid plant, where major lifting and maintenance activities are underway. He also engaged key contractors Metso and Inocast on site. Safety dominated the visit.
This is important as it forms a critical component in our rebuilding efforts. As we've always said, we are fixing the mine as we are also producing copper. What is critical is that we need to bring back the smelter to its original and design operational efficiency. The good news is that we are bringing in, you know, original equipment manufacturers. We have also onboarded 578 local employees. These are some of them specialized and some of them labor and non-specialized skills. But the total number of employees that will be involved in this major project, some of them already on site, is 1,449. This means that we have 1,449 families that are going to benefit from this, and this trickles down to the community.
Church news. The church in Eastern Province has joined the rest of the country in mourning the death of Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV, describing his passing as a great loss not only to the Ngoni people but also to the nation. Breeze FM reports that church leaders have expressed deep sadness over the death of the traditional leader, saying he dedicated his life to promoting unity, peace, and preserving cultural values among his people. Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Chipata, George Lungu, who also shared a personal relationship with the late Ngoni Supreme Ruler, said the passing of Paramount Chief Mpezeni IV has left a huge gap in both traditional and social leadership. He described Paramount Chief Mpezeni as a humble and approachable leader who maintained strong relationships with different stakeholders, including the church, and always showed concern for the welfare of his subjects. Bishop Lungu recounted how on several occasions Paramount Chief Mpezeni spoke for the voiceless others, like farmers and the communities, on issues affecting them. Meanwhile, Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of Eastern Zambia, Dennis Milanzi, described Paramount Chief Mbezeni as a fearless leader who used his influence to speak on behalf of the people. The church leaders have since conveyed their condolences to the Ngoni Royal Establishment, the bereaved family and the people of Eastern Province, while praying that God grants comfort and strength during this period. Born David Njengambezao,